Government plans to set up a national pilgrimage board to permanently take over the duties of the National Hajj Committee. The board will be made up of people with high expertise who would come up with a workable solution to bring to an end persistent challenges that face the organization of the annual pilgrimage. President Mahama, who announced this at the Flagstaff House in Accra when a delegation of Muslim chiefs called on him, said the dissolution of the Hajj Committee was not due to incompetence, but a bid to restructure it. Also at the Flagstaff House were members of the Peter Cardinal Derry Foundation to inform the president of the 5th anniversary of his death and efforts to declare him a saint. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
There were two groups, one from the office of the chief imam Sheikh Nuhu Shaributu and the other from the National Council of Zongo Chiefs. They congratulated the president on his election and inauguration. They took the opportunity to inform President Mahama of some challenges facing their communities. The chief imam's speech was read by his spokesperson, Ahaji Gado Mohammed. He evoked the blessings of Allah on the reign of the president as he shepherds the whole country. The chief imam drew the president's attention to the challenges of secular education in Zongo communities and the lack of jobs. This he attributed to the riot nature of some Zongo youth as the devil finds work for the idle hand. The chiefs believe education is the key to development in the Zongo communities.
The issue of health, which devils our people in the Zongos. Literacy, particularly secular education, which we consider as very, very important. We would like good attention to be placed on them for our people and perhaps for the entire people of Ghana. We also wish to draw attention to the issues of employment. Our youth tend to misbehave and a lot of problems due to unemployment. But we want to believe that because of the lack of secular education, we tend to feel the pinch more.
President Mahama thanked the chiefs for the continuing peace. He said government appreciates the importance of education in human resource development, but alongside this should be the acquisition of skills training to provide the youth with long-term livelihood. President Mahama also announced that the West African Examination Council has agreed to government's request to make Arabic an examinable subject. He also hinted that plans to undertake an urban renewal program to raise the standards of slums and rural settlements will be carried out.
Another area we should exploit is to get youth to take advantage of the skills training that government has given. We've introduced a lot of skills training under COBET, under LESDEP, under so many of these programs. And they teach auto mechanics, they teach welding, they teach plumbing. And so I'll ask the Council of Muslim Chiefs and our fathers, the chief imams, to encourage our youth to also take advantage of this program.
Members of the Peter Cardinal Derry Foundation also called on the president to inform him on the 5th anniversary of his death and the official launch of the foundation on June 15th. The late Peter Cardinal Derry was born on May 10, 1918 and died on March 6, 2008. The leader of the delegation, who is the Archbishop of Tamale, Most Reverend Philip Name, said the foundation has decided to apply to Rome for the beatification process to declare Peter Cardinal Derry a saint.
In the Catholic Church, one would like to start a process to have someone who has lived a very holy life be accepted by the Universal Church as a saint. You have to wait till he is more than 5 years there to be sure that you are not bringing in unnecessary emotions before the application is made. And that is one of the occasions that we want to inform you about. On the 14th and 15th of June, we would like to have a very official launching of the Cardinal Derry Foundation. And on the 15th also, we would like to begin a formal process to apply to the Holy Father to declare him a saint if he seems fit.
President Mahama reiterated his childhood encounter with the late Peter Cardinal Derry when he was Bishop of Damongo. He noted that his attributes are acclaimed worldwide and government supports the beatification process to make him a saint.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.
Also at the Flagstaff House to call on the president was the National Fishermen Council of Ghana. On behalf of the team, a member of the council, Nana Salomon, brought to the attention of the president the hijacking of premix fuel by an alleged cartel operating within the western and central regions. He asked the government to immediately institute investigations into the matter. Nana Solomon also urged the government to allow the National Fishermen's Council to handle the distribution of fish inputs, particularly outboard motors, which is currently being done by Maslok.
The premix, I would like to see, has been hijacked by a cartel, and I believe that if you ask the security to go into it, especially in the Western and the Central region, it's so bad that the fishermen front is divided since the past 4 years, and they are still doing it. Again, with Maslok, for 31 years now, it has been our tradition that fishing inputs, even including the premix, has been handled by the Ghana National Canoe Fishermen Council, because we know every landing beach and how many canoes and those who need outboard motors. It's every chief fisherman, every canoe owner or ordinary fisherman is an automatic member of the council. The council's authority has waned over the past, and therefore we are looking at sanity will turn to the council and to our landing beaches.
President Mahama assured them of immediate response to the petition presented. He said government has lots of plans for fishermen, like the building of landing sites and storage facilities.
In the recent price increase, premix still remains unchanged. But if you look at the subsidies on these products, the subsidy on premix is the biggest. The fishermen pay only 12% of the price. Government subsidizes 88% of the price. And the total subsidy, you know, on premix alone amounts to some almost 150 million Ghana cedis a year. We do this so that the product can get directly to those who need it and those who use it. Unfortunately, over the years, because of the huge subsidy on it, the process is always abused, because then people who want to divert it and adulterate it with petrol and sell it for other uses also are lurking around the corner and trying to lay their hands on the product. And so the situation was thinking that the premix should be handled by the fishermen themselves. Let the fishermen be responsible for distributing their premix, because they know who their members are. And so that has been the policy we've been pursuing. But that will be one of the charges the new minister will take up, to see what the distribution chain of premix is and to make sure that the premix is getting to those who we intended for.
President John Mahama.